good to have you back here. You know, they kind of made a big deal about this, and I'm not sure what to make of it, so I want to share with you. The NCAA overhauling transgender athlete rules after this whole thing with Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas, who competed as a man in Division I swimming for 3 years in college, then said, you know what, I'm going to compete as a woman. And the University of Pennsylvania said, oh, yeah, we're great with that, which is idiotic, I think, is a fair way to put it. And since that time, Leah Thomas has dominated because he is an intact male competing in swimming against women. Caroline Leavitt is a former NCAA athlete and a U.S. congressional candidate in New Hampshire. She joins me now to sort this out because she understands maybe a bit better than I do. Caroline, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Steve. Thanks for having me this morning.
All right. So when this all started to come out, I mean, this has been going on for years, but then this one really took the cake. Here is a human being who competed as a man 3 years in college, right? And then says, I want to be on the women's team. Is there anything about that that's okay?
No, nothing about this is okay. And I'm really frustrated because it feels as though you and I, Steve, are two of the only people in America that are calling this out. And the American people agree, but unfortunately, our leaders have lacked the courage. You just said it. This has been going on for a long time. Why is that? It's because our conservative leaders have failed to stand up to this blasphemy, because that's what it is. It's egregious that biological males can come into these women's leagues, take away these scholarships, take away these hard-earned starting positions, and then absolutely smoke these opponents, these female and women and girls who worked so hard to accomplish their dreams, and Leah Thomas can come in and crush them. So we need to stand strong on this issue. We need to state facts, which are that biological men and women are inherently different but equal. That's why Title IX was signed into law to begin with. That's why we have male sports, female sports, and enough is enough. This is insane.
You know, I heard this just yesterday. Maybe we should have two different classes, stock and modified, like you have in NASCAR, you know, in race cars. You have stock and you have modified, because otherwise, it's how is it possibly a fair competition? Because the fact of the matter is, Caroline, I believe you played softball, correct? If somebody came in who'd been playing, you know, fast pitch, you know, baseball and played baseball in college for 2 or 3 years and say, you know, I want to play softball, I feel I'm going to transition. And they start smashing the ball over the fence, right?
Exactly.
It's just not right.
No, it's not. And that's why I've been really vocal on this issue, because I am a former NCAA athlete. I played Division II college softball, and I can't tell you how hard I worked to achieve that scholarship, to achieve that starting position of third baseman. I also played left field. And I can't imagine if a man had stepped onto my team and taken my starting position, or was at the home plate hitting against me while I was 6 feet away at third base. That is so unfair, and it's also unsafe for these women and for these girls.
Well, let me make it different for you. Well, what if it's a biological male that's blocking home plate as the catcher? I mean, that's exactly where real injuries occur, right? And so my point is this. Women in swimming and track and softball, whatever it is, work their tails off. They're up at 5 a.m. They're in the gym. They're at practice. They're working on the weekends. They're working to accomplish what they have dreamed of their whole lives, and then to have somebody else stand on the podium to get the gold medal, and maybe they don't make the podium at all. Maybe they were a bronze medal athlete, because oftentimes bronze medal athletes, they just get pushed off the podium altogether. Bronze medal athletes work just as hard oftentimes as the gold medalist, but maybe they didn't have quite the, you know, the God-given assets, and so they ended up getting pushed off the podium altogether, and that galls me. Title IX is supposed to protect female athletes. Anything less than that is not okay. Right?
Exactly. Period. And so now the NCAA is coming out with all of these different rule changes for the hormone treatment and for the transgender transition, and trying to come up with compromise. There is no compromise on this issue. And so the left pushes this perverse narrative that we're actually progressing as a society because we're allowing people to pick their gender. No, this is regression. 1971, that law, the Title IX was signed into law. Women fought for decades for that. There were so many great female athletes who pioneered it. it, and it was a victory. And let's leave it at that. We had equality. We had women. We had men. We had them competing. And hey, I'm not saying I couldn't kick a man's ass, Steve, because I might be able to. But I will say this. It's unfair and it's unsafe for these men to be competing in these leagues, period. There's no room for compromise on that.
You know, I think you just might. You scare me just a wee bit, just a little bit. You scare me a little bit. Anyhow, I mean, somebody has to speak up. I don't know what it's like where you are in New Hampshire, but you're right. America rejects this across the board. You look at the polling numbers. Just talk to ordinary people. This is not a question of Democrat or Republican, independent or whatever. This is a matter of common sense. If you're born as a man, you compete on those teams. If you're born as a woman, you compete on those teams. Now, there are some sports where men and women compete. I see it happen in wrestling because there's one wrestling team. I'm okay with that. All right? I don't have a problem with that. You compete, but you compete equally, right? Mm-hmm. What's happening here with Leah Thomas is not equal competition by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not. Inequality is being smacked in the face. And where are all of the feminists that are marching in Washington with their very inappropriate hats on, I won't even say the word, that are chanting for equality for women in this country? And now they see that these women are, their equality in athletics is being ripped away from them. And how is it empowering, like you mentioned, for a male to take your gold medal, to stand on the first place podium while these women and girls are in second, third, fourth place when they should have been the ones winning? That is taking away their right to empowerment, that their right to female equality, and all of the things that the left loves to say that they champion. But the truth is they don't, right? Again, this is about pushing the left's perverse narrative in American society. It's about stripping masculinity out of our culture. It's about breaking up the family unit, men and women. That's the cornerstone, the bedrock of our society. And if we allow this to happen, if we allow the left to just keep chipping away at our values one by one by one, we're going to lose our country. We're going to lose our country. So I've had some overwhelming amount of people that I've heard from on the campaign trail are so happy that I'm speaking out on this issue because they know it's common sense and they respect that I have the courage to do it. I've had a few people say to me that this is a non-issue. Why are you talking about this? It's much deeper than female athletics. This is about the left trying to destroy America, trying to break up the family unit, trying to break up men and women in strong households, masculinity, femininity, and really just destroy our entire culture and value system. So we need to push back strongly on any of these grievances when they occur, unlike our conservative leaders that have failed us for way, way, way too long, Steve.
Caroline, where can people find out more about you?
I would love that. Please go to my website, carolineforcongress.com. My name is Caroline with a K. I'm running in New Hampshire's first congressional district. It's my home seat. Worked for President Trump in the White House, worked for Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Capitol Hill, and now I'm ready to go advance that America First agenda and fight for our country. We need strong, young, vibrant leaders. Time to drain the swamp. So it's carolineforcongress.com.
Caroline, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. God bless.
There you have it. Caroline Leavitt. You've now been formally introduced to Caroline. She might have a thing to say about a thing or two. Go ahead and find her, New Hampshire's first congressional district. I urge you to support and follow her and other people that put this country first and common sense first. Come on, people. Come on. You don't put intact men in this pool and say, oh, it's all fair. No, it's absurd. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.